Hi, this is Lane Blickham. The Lakeland Lady Lakers volleyball team dropped its match to John A. Logan last night, 3-1. Chet Novak caught up with head coach Ashley Robeson on the postgame show on Victory 103.9 last night.
In the match tonight, it seemed like you had Lady Lakers had some trouble with their first hits, their bumps and so forth. I don't know if they were just off a little or possibly Logan was just that hot tonight, but it seemed like you couldn't quite get in sync except for that second set.
We were definitely out of sync. We should have had that third set too. It was pretty tight all the way, and just couldn't hold off on some errors. But yeah, both Rachels were a little off tonight, and everything falls into place if our passing is on. And unfortunately, that wasn't on tonight. And John A's defense was definitely on tonight, so they have definitely improved, and that's great for them. So be interesting moving forward. Especially, we'll end up seeing them more than likely in the region tournament. So.
Okay, well, Coach will have a couple of matches over the weekend out in Decatur.
Mm-hmm.
Will that help you tune up for your next conference go next one?
Going into the weekend, thinking about resting some kids and giving some others some playing time. So Dasha and Natalia both, Dasha coming back in and going strong. We kind of want to baby her a little bit. So looking for a good weekend to get some other play in. And with sophomore night next Wednesday against Lincoln Trail, hit the ground running with that. So.
Okay, Coach. Well, thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend and next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Okay, that was head coach Ashley Robeson for the Lady Lakers. Got to get her players back in sync. She agrees that they had a little trouble with their passing. Credit to John A. Logan. They played very well on their home court, and the Lady Lakers, John A. Logan and Kaskaskia, will be driving toward the end of their season. Lady Lakers unable to seal the deal tonight.
That Lakeland volleyball match was heard last night on Victory 103.9.